Radio Prague News. An early warning center that the U.S. are planning to build in the Czech Republic could start operating as early as mid-2011. The Czech company LOM Praha has won a NATO public tender to repair four Russian-built Mi-17 helicopters, and Sunday marks the 65th anniversary of the publication of the Beneš decrees. An early warning center that the United States are planning to build on Czech territory as part of a NATO missile defense system could be functional by mid-2011. Minister of Defense Alexander Vondra said in a program on Czech television on Sunday that the project will be partly financed by the government starting in 2011. Local soldiers will be operating the warning center after being trained by American forces. Mr. Vondra added that while the Czech Republic had its own surveillance and defense systems for airspace, they were not equipped to register activity in more remote locations, such as the Middle East. The United States have earmarked 38 million Czech crowns, or $2 million, to be put into the construction of the early warning center in 2011 and 2012. The Czech company LOM Praha has won a NATO public tender worth 250 million Czech crowns to modernize two Hungarian and two Bulgarian helicopters of the type Mi-17. The modernization of one such helicopter takes about 6 months. Czech television reported on Sunday that this is the first step toward a complete overhaul of all Russian-built helicopters in use in NATO member states. LOM Praha is the only company in the NATO that has a license to repair helicopters built in Russia, some 200 of which are still in use today. Whether the company will be able to win a tender to repair all of these helicopters is doubtful. Minister of Defense Alexander Vondra has said that the fight for such a tender would be a tough one. 65 years ago, on August 2nd, the Czechoslovak president Edvard Beneš published the Beneš decrees, one of the most important and most controversial chapters in Czech history. The Beneš decrees declared that German and Hungarian minorities living in Czechoslovakia were to be stripped of their Czechoslovak citizenship if they had acquired German or Hungarian citizenship. Historians believe that those decrees furnished the basis for the expulsion of some 3 million Germans and 80,000 Hungarians from Czechoslovak lands in the 1940s. After the Velvet Revolution, the Beneš decrees became a frequent topic of discussion in Czech-German and Czech-Austrian relations. In 1997, the Czech Republic and Germany signed the Czech-German Declaration of Mutual Relations. Both countries apologized for the wrong they had done and pledged to respect each other's legitimacy. And now for a look at the weather. The next week should start out sunny with temperatures of up to 29 degrees Celsius on Monday. Over the next few days, colder weather with rain can be expected. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.